The following is distributed by the Berean Call.
Welcome. You're listening to the audio version of the Berean Call newsletter. I'm Tom McMahon, TBC's executive director. This month's feature article titled "Defying Their Creator" was written by and will be read by Dave Hunt. And now, here's Dave.
Thanks, Tom. The latest Gallup poll, July 25th through 27th, showed a significant drop in support for homosexuality among average Americans. Yet the aggressive gay minority, about 1 to 3%, continues to force itself upon the world and the church. Governments defend and the media promotes homosexuality as normal. There are two new cable TV shows, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, about five homosexual men, and Boy Meets Boy. Get that on FoxNews.com, August 7th. New York City's Department of Education invested $3.2 million in America's first high school for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender students. Fox News also reported that July 28th. Talk about segregation. State Senator Ruben Diaz has filed a suit in the state Supreme Court claiming the school violates state anti-discrimination policies. That was also on Fox News, August 18th. Over many objections, Michigan University continues to offer the state-funded course, How to Be Gay, Male Homosexuality, and Initiation. Each year, on April 9th, teaching in America's public schools is interrupted to promote homosexuality. The 2003 Day of Silence was sponsored by GLSEN, Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, which organizes gay clubs in public schools and safe zones in rooms marked by an inverted pink triangle. GLSEN aggressively intimidates America's public schools into teaching the acceptance of homosexuality and enforcing special rights for homosexual teachers and students. What was legally known for centuries as the crime against nature and practiced in secret is now boasted of and displayed brazenly. The Bible calls it wickedness. Quote, "The men of Sodom were wicked and sinners exceedingly," unquote. Genesis 13:13. This sin, known for centuries as sodomy, is so hateful to God that he, quote, "rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire. The smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace," end of quote. Genesis 19:24 through 28. In June, after the U.S. Supreme Court in Lawrence v. Texas struck down Texas's anti-sodomy law, homosexuals paraded with placards reading, "Celebrate Sodomy." Clearly, as the scripture says, Romans 3:18, there is no fear of God before their eyes. America is going the way of Sodom and Gomorrah and will taste God's wrath if she doesn't repent. God abandons homosexuals and lesbians, quote, "unto vile affections, women defying nature, men with men, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error," unquote. Romans 1:26 and 27. Life expectancy is cut almost in half, the body severely damaged, and sexually transmitted diseases, STDs, proliferate. 70% of new AIDS infections occur among men. 60% of these are by male-to-male sexual contact. AIDS was once exclusive to homosexuals, who spread it to the IV drug-using community. From there, it spread to heterosexuals. AIDS education, so-called, is mostly gay propaganda, with homosexuals unwilling to admit their role in the epidemic. In a meeting at the UN in August, openly gay U.S. Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts, promised homosexuals that he would seek trade sanctions against countries that oppose U.N. rights for so-called gays. Princeton University professor Anthony Appiah said religion stands in the way of homosexuals. Delegates, that is, at this meeting at the UN, agreed on a strategy to advance their agenda worldwide by attacking Christianity. Sponsored by the UN Gay, Lesbian, or Bisexual Employees, the meeting was attended briefly by Kofi Annan, UN Secretary General, and was supported by Carol Bellamy, Executive Director of the UN Children's Fund. That's UNICEF. Mocking born-again Christians, Canadian Member of Parliament Sven Robinson promised a worldwide lobbying campaign to revoke sodomy, age of consent, and other laws which deny same-sex marriage and adoption rights to homosexuals, etc. Every June, Disney Corporation welcomes homosexuals to, quote, gay days, unquote, open to all, including children. The depravity exhibited is indescribable. Gay Days began in 1990 as one day with 3,000 attendees. Now a week-long round-the-clock affair, it draws more than 125,000 revelers from many nations to Orlando's 40-plus citywide events and prospers in spite of a Southern Baptist boycott and Pat Robertson's prophecy of God's imminent judgment. Hotel owners, the media, the mayor of Orlando, and the chairman of the board of county commissioners offer Gay Days participants a hearty welcome. Each year it grows larger. In 1998, Tel Aviv became the first Israeli city to sponsor a gay pride parade, unmindful of the nearby ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah. Other Israeli cities have followed. On August 1, 2003, under its new mayor, Ron Hilday, Tel Aviv Jaffa, Israel's financial center, granted same-sex couples the same rights as those legally married. Worldwide, millions of homosexuals and lesbians celebrated in gay pride parades June 29th, 750,000 in San Francisco alone. Corporate sponsors of the parades included Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Verizon, IBM, United Airlines, Anheuser-Busch, drug companies, etc. At the Atlanta parade, which drew 300,000, a gay spokesperson boasted, quote, "Gay sex is not illegal anymore," unquote. Well-financed, well-organized, and flushed with victory, homosexuals are on the offensive worldwide, introducing its views to be incorporated into the Charter of Fundamental Rights of the European Union, the International Gay and Lesbian Association, IGLA, exulted, quote, "For our organization to address the convention on behalf of Europe's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities is an important symbol of the immense change taking place in European society. Even 10 years ago, our presence at such an event would have been unthinkable. Centuries-old patterns are breaking up. We can no longer speak of the family as only a married heterosexual couple and their children. And the EU Charter must recognize this social reality," unquote. Such basic concepts as family must now accommodate the desires of a tiny, deviant minority. The entire world's rejection for 4,000 years of homosexuality as harmful and unnatural must be laid aside, and the rationale is always the same: elimination of discrimination. Will it one day be discrimination to deny pedophiles their rights? Are today's offending Catholic priests just slightly ahead of their time? President Bush affirmed on July 29th that marriage is, quote, "between a man and a woman," unquote. Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave, Republican Colorado, proposed as a constitutional amendment, quote, "Marriage in the United States shall consist only of the union of a man and a woman," unquote. But the New York Times includes same-sex unions with its wedding announcements, and the September-October issue of Condé Nast Brides magazine features homosexual weddings. Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien says, "The evolution of society requires Canada to redefine marriage to include the union of same-sex couples." And Member of Parliament Sven Robinson says to defend traditional marriage is, quote, "unbelievable," unquote. An Ontario court ruled that restricting marriage to a man and a woman is unconstitutional and discriminatory. In 1997, Canada prohibited a Focus on the Family video giving facts about homosexuality. A Saskatchewan man was recently fined $5,000 for placing a newspaper ad with Bible verses condemning homosexual acts. Marriage between one man and one woman was instituted by God. Yet churches now bless so-called same-sex marriages. That term is a travesty. This is not marriage as God established and blessed it. There is no bottom to depravity's depths once God's word has been abandoned as the final authority. In contempt of God's word, the newest Episcopalian bishop from New Hampshire, V. Jean Robinson, the first openly gay bishop in the worldwide Anglican Communion, said, quote, "That homosexuality goes against Scripture does not necessarily make it wrong," unquote. The Washington Post, August 5th. So, man's creator can't define right and wrong? The 56-year-old Robinson left his wife 13 years ago to live with his homosexual, quote, lover, unquote. The marriage into which Robinson and his wife had entered under solemn vows of fidelity for life was instituted by the Creator when he joined Adam and Eve. God blessed them, Genesis 1:28, and said, "A man shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh," Genesis 2:24. Jesus added, "What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder," Matthew 19:6. And Paul declared, "Let every one of you so love his wife, even as himself," Ephesians 5:33. Robinson's fellow bishops who voted him into office brushed aside the fact that God, quote, "made them male and female," unquote, Genesis 1:27, Matthew 19:4. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. They approved Robinson's violation of the solemn promise he had made to his wife before God and man. Incredibly, the fact that Robinson and his male partner have lived in faithful union of perverted sex helped to qualify Robinson for this high church office. Yes, as the scripture said, "evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived," 2 Timothy 3:13. Bishop Robinson? Not by God's authority and blessing. A bishop, Greek episcopus meaning elder, must be blameless, the husband of one wife having faithful children. That's 1 Timothy 3:2 and Titus 1:6. No mention is made anywhere in the Bible of a, quote, "faithful, monogamous, homosexual relationship," unquote. Even normal sex outside marriage disqualifies one from associating with other Christians. This is what the scriptures say, quote, "Any man that is called a brother who is a fornicator, with such an one don't even eat," put away from yourselves that wicked person, unquote. 1 Corinthians 5, 5 through 13. As political correctness now rules the world, so religious correctness, that is, offend God but not men, is taking over the church. The Creator's will must not interfere with man's desires. The heirs to Eden's rebellion aim to dethrone the Creator. Prophecy is being fulfilled, quote, "They take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us," unquote. Psalm 2, 1 through 3. After millennia of hatred, jealousy, murder, and wars, man still won't admit the fault is in himself. He blindly insists he can create peace in his own heart and in the world. No delusion could be greater, as 5,000 years of human history prove. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, 21, is the only solution. And nowhere does this moral mutiny express itself so blatantly as in homosexuals' growing defiance of their Creator. Upon creating man in his own image, male and female, God said, "Be fruitful and multiply," Genesis 1, 27 and 28. This first commandment, to bear children, homosexuals and lesbians, who are without natural affection, Romans 1, 31, refuse to obey, defying their Creator, rejecting the normal function of the bodies God made. They flaunt their perversion in his face. The scripture says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Psalm 127:3. God's heritage and reward is proudly despised by homosexuals. Paul describes them as those who, quote, "did not like to retain God in their knowledge, and whom therefore God gave over to a reprobate mind," unquote, Romans 1:28. Gay pride? Proud of a way of life that produces no offspring and would therefore exterminate mankind if adopted by all? This pride presents homosexuality to public school children as something desirable that they ought to try in order to see whether this is their, quote, "sexual orientation," unquote. And cries of discrimination suppress the horrifying medical statistics. It is not discrimination to protect society, yet courts are finding ways, with the help of self-deluded psychologists, to excuse almost every crime. Criminals are now victims of circumstances. And this alleged victimhood justifies even what used to be called murder. How long will it be before pedophilia and incest are acceptable? The Reverend Richard Kirker, General Secretary of the Lesbian and Gay Christian Movement, by the way, Gene Robinson, the new bishop, will preside over a session of its October conference in Manchester, England. This so-called Reverend Richard Kirker has declared, quote, "Sexual orientation is a gift of God, and no one should invoke their faith to justify discrimination," unquote. In fact, God's gift of sex between male and female is in the genes and physical structure. Orientation, so-called, is a matter of choice, as proved by the fact that as many as 70% in some Roman Catholic seminaries are practicing homosexuals, and high percentages prevail in prisons where men live in close proximity and normal sex is impossible. "God made me this way," is what homosexuals say, but that simply expresses their rejection of the way God made them. As thousands of those delivered from this perversion through faith in Christ testify, gays have managed to be categorized as a persecuted minority. even though their difference is by choice, not by birth. They have adopted this aberrant behavior voluntarily and now claim it as a badge of special privilege. They call attention to what makes them different, boast about it, and flaunt their offensive behavior in the face of society. False statistics are often used to foster sympathy for gays. Homosexual Project Yes, Y-E-S, conducted seminars paid for by tax money in four Miami-Dade County public schools, allegedly to counter the, quote, epidemic of suicide and violence toward gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender youth, unquote, by making schools safer for gay students. A YES brochure claims that, quote, 33% of teenagers who commit suicide are gay or lesbian, unquote. And that's not to mention their other false statistics. Yet during a significant test period in Miami-Dade County, not one of the adolescent suicides involved homosexuals. Of 120 consecutive teen suicides in New York City, only three involved homosexuals, and for none of these was homosexual involvement central to the suicide. Sweden, a liberal utopia, blesses homosexuality as normal. Pending legislation will outlaw any teaching, even by pastors quoting the Bible, that homosexuality is wrong, with penalties of up to 4 years in prison. The Roman Catholic Church declares that homosexuals are born that way, but can't explain why so many join its priesthood. In fact, the unbiblical rule of celibacy imposed upon priests and nuns helps to foster this perversion. CBS News recently obtained a 1962 document from secret Vatican files written by Cardinal Alfredo Ottaviani requiring that sexual abuse by priests be kept a secret at all costs. Larry Drivon, a lawyer who represents victims, calls it, quote, an instruction manual on how to deceive and how to protect pedophiles to avoid the truth coming out, unquote. The truth is, there would be no AIDS epidemic and no risk of STDs if the world obeyed the biblical command for one man to be married to one woman for life with sex only within that union. End of AIDS epidemic, period. But the world rejects God's solution. As homosexuals lead the rebellion against their Creator, the entire world is ripening for judgment.